Well, hello people. Now the beer has flowed very freely tonight, which means the deeper parts of the brain, which generally lay dormant, have become active. And things have become clear and quite simple, really. Man is nowhere near the man that he was in the caveman days. No longer does man just wear furs from animals to keep warm. He wears clothes that have been designed for certain activities. But not only has his clothes changed, but his brain has changed too. No longer does he have to worry about how much food there is. What are the migration patterns of the big herds? What time does the sun go dim and the weather get cold? No, man's brain now can deal with lots of other things. Man has evolved, and man has brought the femons along with him. But they are not so well adapted for the modern world, because they didn't get here by themselves. They tagged along. But now femons are all empowered and don't need no man. At least, that's what they say. But that's why we see femons reverting back to the old caveman ways, to using the same deceitful tricks they used thousands of years ago. Mostly just physical attraction. And that's why a lot of the times they come across as childlike to man. Because he has evolved and the femons haven't. Man is really looking for an evolved femon. The problem is, they don't exist. And the reason is because femons didn't get to the modern world by themselves, like man did. They just got here because man carried them here. Men look at femons today as something from the Dark Ages. All the things femons are doing today, the modern femons, would appeal to a caveman, but not to a modern, evolved man. Because he expects more from his partner than just a physical appearance. In the evolution race, men have left femons far behind. To walk around with a well-built femon that's attractive would put the man in good standing in the tribe in the caveman days. But in the modern world, it means absolutely nothing. Femons have said for a long time that men are just apes to them. But if you take a look around at the modern femons, who really are the ones acting like apes? If you think about all the systems in place in society to keep the man down, the institutions like schools and universities to hold the man back and to push the femons forward, and yet the male still succeeds. Males will continue to evolve with or without the femons. And at the moment, man chooses without, and is a good choice. The only choice. Because man is not a caveman anymore.